Hello everyone, my name is Darshan and today we are here to discuss about a comprehensive overview of media planning and buying. Now for the ease of understanding, we have divided this large topic into smaller 8 chapters. We'll go through one by one. So to start with, we will quickly cover a very brief introduction about media. Then we'll see, you know, media from a marketing perspective, followed by, you know, the paid media. Now in paid media, we will try to cover traditional media as well as digital media. Then we'll move on to owned media, what is earned media. And lastly, 2 chapters dedicated to practical aspects of media planning and buying. But just before we begin, a quick introduction about myself. My name is Darshan Patil. Currently, I serve as Director of Media Planning with one of the top media agencies in India. I hold an MBA in Marketing Management. And after that, I've worked in the media and entertainment industry since last 12 years. So without further ado, let's begin our discussion. We'll start with our first chapter. Yeah, so this is going to be a brief introduction to the world of media. Right here, we will try to understand, the concept and definition of media. We'll try to know various categories of media, understand media from a marketing lens, and know a little bit about the media and entertainment industry itself. Right. So also we'll try to define, the most important 2 terms: media planning, what is media buying. And then, we'll see different aspects or different components of marketing communication plan, right? So we'll begin. So just to start with, right, what is media? So media is basically any channel, any channel that we use to communicate the information. So let's just take a very practical example, very simple example. Let's say in the month of March, the finance minister wants to announce the budget. So we all have seen that, a finance minister will talk in front of the cameras, and that information will be then passed on to the consumers or to the people of India, right? So that basically here, television is acting as a media. So finance minister is communicating information to the public, and TV here in this case is a media. So basically anything, any channel that we use to communicate information from one place to another, that is media in very simple terms, right? So when we say media, it actually means a plural, that multiple mediums are involved. Singular term is a medium, right? So when there are multiple medium, it becomes media. Very simple examples of media are, the commonly used TV, print, radio, the digital media that is evolving, out of home, cinema. There are various forms, and we are going to discuss all of them in the upcoming chapters, right? So media is a very broad term, right? It encompasses a lot of things. One of the things that it includes is advertising, right? Which is basically media, which involves media planning and media buying. Then there is broadcast media. So basically, again, taking the same example of, finance minister announcing the budget, that's basically TV is used as a broadcast media to communicate the information. So that's broadcast media. This digital media, which is YouTube, Facebook, WhatsApp, anything that we use in our daily lives, right? There's also electronic media, basically, communication delivered through electronic or electromechanical energy. It also has mass media. Now, these terms which we are saying, they are not like mutually exclusive, they are overlapping. So a broadcast media like TV or, radio, for example, is also a part of mass media. So mass media is TV, radio, print, then multimedia. When we commonly refer as multimedia, it all actually means multi, many, and media, multiple mediums. So it's multimedia, combination of many mediums is multimedia. Then there is print media, which includes your newspaper, magazines, it could have weekly magazines, And then, of course, the social media, which we all aware of. So media is very, very important. Our entire world revolves around media, right? So media helps us inform. Media helps us get entertained. It helps us socialize with people, right? So let's try to understand this from a very practical example. Let's say I get up in the morning. I open up Times of India, read news through it, or I switch on to the TV. I look at the stock prices. That is where media is doing the role of informing me. Then comes to, you know, entertainment. So let's say I'm traveling to the office. I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to the music on the radio. You know, that is where media is actually doing the role of entertaining me, right? And let's say after office, I come back home. I want to, you know, catch up with people over social media. I want to chat with people. That is where media is doing the role of socializing. So in a nutshell, media is helping me stay updated. So that's the role of information. It is keeping me entertained and it is helping me socialize, right? So when it comes to media, there are certain categories of media. There's paid media, there's owned media, there's earned media. Now, what exactly is paid media, right? Now, the name itself says, right? In this case, the brand actually pays to communicate, via multimedia channels like TV, print, or radio. So, for example, let's say we see ads all around us, right? So, for example, let's say Amazon wanting to advertise on TV about their sale. That's where Amazon actually pays to the media owner to, you know, run their ads. So that's basically a paid media, right? Owned media is where, the communication basically happens through the channel that are owned by us. In this case, we have a full control over the media that we own, right? So that's owned media. Now, owned media could be our website. It could also be our social handles through which we can communicate the information to people. And then there's earned media. Now, in earned media, like the name itself says, we are not like really paying for it. Instead, someone else or the third parties are doing the job for us. To propagate information about brands. So, for example, a very common example of this could be, you know, short on iPhone hashtag, which, people tend to use on social media whenever they click, photos using their iPhone. So that's where we are not paying people to talk about us. Instead, people themselves are, using our brand name and promote it. So that's basically earned media. So there's paid media, there's owned media, and then there is earned media. Now let's try to understand this from a simple example. Zomato, right? They had done this campaign called as We've Got It All, right? Now this campaign was a primary out of home campaign wherein there were a lot of hoardings around this campaign. So that is where Zomato has actually paid the media owners to advertise their brand. So that's the paid part of the media. However, this campaign was so famous that people also talked about it. So apart from paying to the media owners, Zomato also promoted their communication through their social handles, etc. So that is where, they're using their own media to propagate information about their campaign. And like I said, the campaign was so famous that, people were also talking about it on social media. So that is what a earned media part is, right? So there's owned media, just to summarize, there's paid media, there's owned media, and then there is earned media. Again, just summarizing, the paid media has two parts to it. There's traditional paid media, which is our TV, radio, print, newspaper, and outdoor advertising. Then there is paid digital media, which could be digital display, digital search, digital video like YouTube, there's paid social and mobile advertising. Then there is own media, like a brand's own website, then, you know, arranging customer specific events or, you know, product placements or sponsorship. And then there is earned media, which could be, you know, a word of mouth publicity or social media or even the organic search that that happens. Now, it is very important for us to understand the media from marketing perspective, right? Media keeps evolving because of multiple factors. So three of the primary factors why this happens is that, you know, there are changes in the role of media itself, or there could be changes in the consumer behavior or changes in the environment, like a COVID-like event can happen and then it changes the entire environment. Or there could be change in the industry structure itself. So we will try to cover each of these three points in detail. Starting with the role of media. Now, role of media has evolved or changed over a period of time. So if we consider probably a 10-year back scenario, brands were primarily advertising for awareness, right? But that is not true anymore. So brands these days only do not want to create campaign towards their awareness, but they want to talk about awareness plus consideration plus the trials or the leads that a campaign is generating. So 10 years back, it was only the awareness campaigns. To right now, we are talking about the full funnel, all three funnels like awareness, consideration and trials, right? So that is the change in the role of the media that has happened over the period of time. So right now, you know, we are not just reaching people, we want to influence people. So that's the change that we have seen, right? Then, you know, talking about multimedia to multi-channel. So while multimedia is still relevant and we do multimedia a lot, but within media itself, right, we are now talking about multi-channel strategy. So for example, if an influencer is creating content, they're not only putting reels on Instagram, but they are also creating or putting their content on YouTube, they're putting it on Instagram, on Facebook. So from multimedia to multi-channel is what we are thinking right now. So that's again a change in the role of the media that we have seen. You know, earlier it used to be, you know, if it's a TV ad, we just used to, you know, place our spots anywhere in the anywhere in the day, but that is not true anymore. So we have evolved from, you know, placing the spots randomly to actually thinking about, you know, whether a morning, whether we get a best ROI in the morning or only during the prime time. So that is also happening. So we are not putting our spots everywhere, but, you know, we are putting our spots by actually thinking about what works the best for us. So that's basically the changes in the role of media that has happened over a period of time. Then, like we were discussing, there are changes in the consumer behavior that keep on happening, right? There could be changes in the environment itself. Now, I'll give my own example here, right? So 5 years back, my primary source of entertainment after coming from office was TV. Like I used to watch, you know, sports or news for my entertainment and getting updated, but that's not true anymore. So I have completely switched from cable TV to a connected TV now. I can watch for sports, I can watch Hotstar, or for news probably I can switch to ABP Live. So that's the paradigm shift that has happened or that is happening, and it's evolving, right? So as a consumer, my needs or my preferences have also changed, because earlier again, appointment viewing was a big thing. Like people used to hook onto their television screens at, let's say, 9 p.m. to watch their favorite show. But right now, that's not that's not true, because, you know, we can actually switch on to the OTT apps anytime and we can watch it. So that's again a change in the consumer behavior that has happened. Then this table here, it actually talks about, you know, top 12 advertisers globally who spend more than $2 billion on their advertising, which tells us the importance of media, right? So these advertisers are from various categories. So starting with Procter and Gamble, which has spent almost close to $8 billion in advertising. Procter and Gamble, probably we would all know that, you know, it's a very famous FMCG brand, Head and Shoulders and Pantene, etc., other products. Then Amazon, we all know Amazon. Globally, Amazon is a very, very big advertiser. Unilever, which is Hindustan Unilever itself, which is another FMCG company, a direct competition to Procter & Gamble. L'Oreal, which is a very famous cosmetics company. We all probably would know about it. Then Disney, which is a media company itself, right? Disney or Disney Plus Hotstar, it's a media company itself. We just spent close to $3 billion. Apple, I don't need to tell you about Apple. Then there's Nestle, products like Maggi, and basically a foods food giant, right? Then there are some auto manufacturers like Renault. Then there is Volkswagen. Google is there again. Google is basically, you know, tech plus media company that exists, right? Coca-Cola, McDonald's. Obviously, we don't need to discuss about Coca-Cola and McDonald's. They are there. Reckitt-Benckiser, you know, Harpic is one of their famous products. So these advertisers, right? They have spent so much, like more than 12 billion is very, very huge amounts, and they have been spending it on advertising, which tells us the importance of media, right? But you know, how do the media work with advertising, right? Like, these brands have spent so much on advertising, it's very important for us to know how, you know, media works with advertising. So there are basic four pillars. So firstly, this planning, there's buying, there's selling, and then there is evaluation or research, okay? So when it comes to media planning, like the term itself says, right? It's basically planning of media in a most efficient or effective way to reach out to the consumer. So that's basically planning your media. Then comes media buying, which again the name itself says, right? That, for example, let's say me as an advertiser, I want to advertise on or I want to advertise with Star Plus. So that's when you know, my media agency will actually go on and buy spots or buy free commercial time from you know, Star Plus. So that's basically media buying, right? And exact opposite to that is media selling. So for example, if I'm Star Plus and I want to sell space to advertisers, then that's basically media selling. And then there is analysis or analyzing. So basically, if there are media campaigns, obviously we don't just run media campaigns and don't see the results of it. That never happens. A campaign really needs to have a measurability and analysis to it, so as to know whether the campaign has performed for us or not performed for us. So that's the job that a media researcher do. In a practical perspective, a media planner itself, media planner themselves, they do the job of media research, right? So again, I'll go to the backslide. So there are four pillars: this planning, this buying, this selling, and then there is analyzing, right? Also, the third important thing about changes in media is the changes in the industry structure itself. So these are changes which you know, neither an advertiser or a media agency have a control on. So for example, just to give you a very, very simple example, right now as we speak, there's a news that, you know, there's a merger happening between ZTV and Sony. So traditionally, for past so many years, Z Network and Sony Network, they have been acting as a competitor to each other, but now they'll be merging together. So when they will merge together, there will be a lot of implications, right? Because of two big players in the industry will be coming together. Obviously, there's going to be a power, that certain kind of power that they will get, and probably there's going to be a hike in terms of media rates. So that's the changes in the media structure or industry structure that is happening, and which we don't really have a control on. Then, as we speak, we probably would know that, you know, Jio has actually taken over Viacom, or Jio has taken over Voot. So earlier it used to be Jio Cinema and it used to be Voot. So we used to advertise on Voot, but right now all the content from Voot is getting shifted to Jio. So these are, you know, certain examples wherein the industry itself is changing in some way, and that is impacting the media. So even from a you know, delivery of content perspective, you know, the media companies are thinking of multiple channels of delivery. So let's understand this with the help of an example. So Star Sports, as we know, that it's a very famous TV channel and it delivers the content of sports, right? So we have all seen our World Cup matches happening on Star Sports, etc. Right now, if I want to consume sports, if I want to see World Cup, I can not only watch it on TV, but it is also being made available to me through Hotstar, right? So Star Network has basically diversified from only the TV space to also the digital space. So basically, they are trying to deliver their content on multiple different channels. Again, another example of a news platform, the ABP, right? ABP News is something that we see on TV, but they also have made their content available on YouTube, on a channel like YouTube, not even their own app, right? So there's ABP Live that is there. If I want to go and watch news over YouTube, I can switch on to ABP Live and I will get the content. So basically, the crux here is that, you know, the media owners, they are strategizing to put their content across all the possible forms of channel which are possible. Now, if you're talking about the price, right? I mean, this in the context of marketing, there are four P's which are important. This price, place, promotion, and the product, right? So in the context of price, right, the effectiveness of media is considered an important factor. So what do we mean by this? So for example, let's just consider this TV and then there is radio, right? So let's say if I have to if I'm buying a spot on TV and it costs me around, let's say, 1 lakh rupees for a 10-second, versus radio, which is costing me 1,000 rupees for 10-second. Now, if we see only in terms of price, TV is more expensive than radio. However, that is not how the calculation works. That is not how media works, right? We have to see the effectiveness of that media. So we will add another layer to it, so that in that 1 lakh rupees that we're spending on TV, we are able to reach out, let's say, 10 lakh people, versus in the 1,000 rupees which we are spending on radio, we are able to reach 50,000 people. So in this case, if we calculate the cost for reaching out to the people or per 1,000 people, TV probably will become more efficient medium or more effective medium. Hence, we need to see the price from an effectiveness perspective. Okay. So in the context of place, the distribution of the type of the media used has changed over years. You know, there's a slow shift from using conventional media to the new media types, which we all have seen. The digital is evolving, so there's a shift that is happening from conventional media to the new media types. And in the context of promotion, it is the time and the way of distribution decided for the promotion. So typical example is the selection of you know, specific period of advertising, such as, let's say, national holidays and festivals. Yeah. Now the table here shows us a very, very important data about the revenues of media and entertainment industry. So TV, when we see TV, right, we can see that the revenue of TV is the highest among all the mediums, amongst all the media that are listed down here, right? So TV has the highest revenue. But if we see the growth of TV, it's quite steady. It's not bad, but it's quite steady. Although TV still has the highest revenues, right? But when it comes to the digital media is the disruptor in true sense, right? So in 2019, we can see that the revenue of digital was around 220 billion, right? In 2024, we are expecting that to reach to almost 530 billion, which is huge, right? Digital is growing at a CAGR of 21%. That kind of tells us a shift that is happening in the media industry. Print, on the other hand, if we see in 2019, it was around 300 or 296. In 2024, we can see that it is dropping. Now, primary reason for this was the COVID that has happened, right? So in 2020 and 2021, we can see that, you know, the revenues of print industry have dropped drastically. So and it has still not reached to the pre-COVID levels. Online gaming is very emerging. We can see from 65 in 2019 to an estimate of 150 odd billion in 2024. So online gaming is emerging. There are platforms like Twitch. There are platforms like online gaming, which are, upcoming. Then this film entertainment, we can see that it probably has, you know, it has... It will probably jump back in 2024, but it will be quite close to what it was in the pre-COVID era. Animation and VFX is another thing which, you know, has grown quite significantly. We can see that it has grown at a CAGR of 29, and it actually has a future. It actually has a bright future, actually. Live events, we can see a very sudden drop that has happened during 2020 and 2021 because of COVID, and it is still not back to its pre-COVID levels. Out of home, the same story. However, out of home is now catching up, and you know, in probably in 2024, it will be again back to what it was in the pre-pandemic era. Music, we've seen that it has grown on the back of a lot of music streaming apps like JioSaavn, the Spotify. So music has grown. Radio is again one such platform which has been seeing a decline over the years. So radio, despite radio is it has not grown over the years, and probably it's very much possible that it may not be able to grow further until and unless there are some innovations in the industry that happen. So overall, if we speak, television has the highest revenue, followed by digital media. Now digital media is very emerging, and then there is obviously the online gaming and online animation and VFX, which have grown. Now this chart tells us exactly the same thing. This is basically the growth of each of these mediums over 2020. This is basically data of 2021 against 2020. So we can see that digital has grown significantly. Almost 68 billion is the growth. Even the growth percentage is very good. Animation and VFX, if we see, it has grown by 30 billion. But if we see the yellow line there, which is the growth percentage, it is the highest, right? So this is a gist about the various media and in the media and entertainment industry. Now let's talk about marketing communication plan and its component. So this media planning and marketing communication plan, right? So media planning is basically a process of, you know, identifying, assessing and selecting various media channels and platforms to basically reach out to the intended target audience. So media plan has components like, you know, defining the target audiences, defining or prioritizing in the markets, and, you know, obviously, creating a plan that is that works the best for the client with the help of the budgets that they have provided. So there's defining the TG, prioritizing the markets, and obviously we have to play this in the constraint of the budgets that have been given. So that's media planning. Then comes to media buying. So when it comes to media buying, there are in a practical aspect, there are different or separate teams in the media agencies. They are called as trading teams, whose job is to basically negotiate the pricing from the media owners. Now, it's a very important step because clients are nowadays asking about the efficiencies or maximum ROI for the spend that they are putting in, putting on the advertising. So that's where the media buying is. Is there now a media buyer typically negotiates the rate basis two things. One is obviously the rationale. Basically, rationale is telling the media owner that we've analyzed the data, and probably by this data analysis a particular spot or a particular ad a newspaper ad will deserve this much of rate. So that is rationale. Plus there also is a relationship that is involved, basis how long we have worked with that particular vendor. So it happens basically both through rationale and through relationship that we maintain with the media owner. So that's media buying. Then coming to the marketing communication plan, media obviously is a part of a larger marketing communication plan, right? So the components of marketing communication plan are, an executive summary, basically just a summary about what a marketing communication plan is. Then there is a business environment analysis, basically, studying about all the environmental factors which are there, which are existing, and how a brand basically fits into an environment. So that's business environment analysis, that is a part of the marketing communication plan. Then there are marketing objectives, there are marketing plans which are part of the marketing communication plan. There's role of the communication, there's communication objectives, like for example what a creative should be able to communicate to the people. So that's the objective behind a marketing communication. Then there are communication plan, basically a detailed out communication plan, how that core communication will be passed on to the consumer. Then comes the communication tactics, like what different tactics can be used to achieve that marketing communication plan. Then there is obviously communication budget, because we have to operate within the confines of the finite budget. And then there is framework or the mechanism of how that marketing plan is going to work. And finally, the testing and evaluation, basically defining the KPIs for the success of that marketing plan, right? So this is about the overview of media. In the next chapter, we will see media from a marketing perspective. Thank you.